Dr. McGordy, welcome to Access Cleveland. Sam Silk, how you doing?
Sam, fantastic. Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good.
Good, good. Hey, did I call too late, or are we going to be able to have a little conversation today?
We're chatting right now before I go, man. We're talking about August is National Children's Eye Health and Safety Month.
Correct.
And you have some details and some tips that we need to be aware of.
Okay.
What are some of the tips out there that we need, some signs actually we need to be watching? I mean, I've just really started paying attention to my eyes. I should have been doing that, but making sure I wear the sunglasses.
There you go. Well, sunglasses are one thing, but I'm going to start from way back, because we're going to go back to children and talk about eye safety and health. It is back to school time, and the biggest thing to know right now is that 80% of what the children learn comes through the eyes.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the stuff that's going on here with back to school, getting back in the classroom, looking at the chalkboards, they're all electronic boards now, reading, computers, all that electronics, there's a lot of visual stress put on the system.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure everything's going well with these kids' eyes.
So basically every year, do you suggest we get our kids tested once or twice a year with eye exam?
All kids should have their eyes checked once a year, absolutely mandatory.
Okay.
Just because everything is changing with the children, so you want to have them checked out. Muscle balance coordination is one thing. A lot of the time, their vision is doing just fine, but it's not about their vision, and it's not even about their eye health. It's their eye teaming skills and how their muscles are working together to make sure their reading is good and comfortable.
Right. I didn't get eyeglasses until I was like a freshman in high school, and I struggled. I was nearsighted. And I didn't get that eye exam like I should have until, you know, I was older. So that's why it's so important, as you mentioned, that we get our kids' eyes tested once a year.
And that's the funny thing. You're right on target with that, Sam. The fact of the matter is kids perceive that what they're seeing is the way they're supposed to be seeing it. They've never known anything differently. So the way they see, they think is correct, and it may be blurred, and they don't even know that it's blurred because they've never known anything differently.
Right.
So to have their eyes examined every year, you got to keep up on that.
What's some tips that parents can look out for that might show if their child has an eye problem?
First and foremost is crawling up closer to their TV or holding their reading material, their books, their electronic toys, their things a little bit too close. Things like that will tell a parent that they're a little bit nearsighted and that faraway images are a little bit blurry, so they pull everything close to where it is nice and clear. The opposite can be true if they avoid near tasks, if they don't want to read a book for an hour, if they don't want to look at their electronics, if they avoid anything up close, they might be actually farsighted and they're having a lot of what we call near point stress.
Yeah.
So there's a couple different things that you could be looking out there for.
Is any truth to this before we go? I remember my parents used to say, stay away, you're too close to the TV and mess up your eyes. Is that true?
Well, it's not going to mess up your eyes. What sitting too close to the TV does, it puts a lot of strain on the visual system.
Mm.
So you're just, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's not. It can induce headaches. It can make things, you know, fatigue. So you don't want to do that. It's not going to cause any permanent damage, but you still don't want to do that because of the long-term uncomfortableness that can occur.
Doc, we really appreciate you. Now, we can send folks to visionsource.com?
Yeah, visionsource.com. Well, I'm part of a network of many doctors across the country, 44 locations across Cleveland. And, VisionSource, great doctors. It is signature eye care. We're the best doctors around.
Doc, we thank you so much for the time and the valuable information for our kids.
Hey, Sam, thank you for having me on. Take good care.
Anytime.
All right, bye-bye.